بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. As we heard a beautiful bayan for Wadada Sheikh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and the interpretation of this we learn from Hazrat Wala. What it is to understand the hearts of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this poem we understand to get this muhabbat and love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the main ingredient is mujahada, to strive. Person has to learn how to strive against his nafs, to strive correctly. That's why we have come here to learn from our Hazrat Wala, the tricks of the nafs and shaitan, and how to become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the jungle, artificial life, artificial intelligence. Person thinks he's very intelligent. What is intelligence? Intelligence we find by the Allah Wala, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and sit by them. And when they open up the reality of dunya, and how deceitful, the deception of this worldly life, where we think really this is life, it's not real life. A person is passing his time in his hobbies, in his sports, in his paddle tennis, and in all these different things, he's seeing now this is very intelligent. He's become a pro, he's become an expert in dunya, but there's not intelligence. What is true intelligence, you learn from the Allah Wallahs, and see how their life is, in spite of whatever they are experiencing in their life, the qurbani, the mujahada, whether it be some zakham, some wound that has come to them, but then to how they're still moving on at that full speed, still making sabr in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala keep our Hazrat al-Afiyah sihat al-salamat in the khidmat of deen. We heard at one time, there was an elder in Pakistan, only Jamshed Sahib rahmatullah alayh, not the one that was in driving, he was among the shura. And he had met in an accident at one time. And his entire face was disfigured. They were plates into his face. When he looked in the mirror, he couldn't recognize his face also. So the elders say that they made a jamaat from Ravi to go and see him at the hospital. When they came to the hospital, Mufti Zain al-Abidin Sahib rahmatullahi, the elders also went to see him. And he was sitting on the hospital bed with a big smile on his face. Hazrat, kaisi tabiat? Allah kabara fazal, Allah kabara shukr. Hazrat, how are you feeling? Allah shukr, Allah fazal upon me. Hazrat, we can't even recognize you and you are smiling. He says, few reasons why I am so happy. And these are imani boosters, which we learn from Hazrat Wala. Say, Allah kabara fazal ye chot laga badan pe na ke iman pe. Say, this affliction, this calamity hit my body, not my iman. Iman bilkul theek. Allah still kept me with iman, and I know this is from my Allah. And I'm absolutely happy with Allah. It's only my body, that's all. He says, second reason is, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is qadir mutlaq. Allah ta'ala could have taken me to a task, and Allah's qudrat has no power, has no limits whatsoever. But Allah ta'ala, I wanted, could have broken every bone in my body, Allah only took my face. And He spared me. And I love Allah for that. That's why I'm smiling within my heart, and you can see it on my face. What mujahada, what qurbani, the friends of Allah, still, whether He comes to salah also, it is for us. First, understand these are realities. Qurratu ayni bis salah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that the coolness of my eyes is in salah. Myself, on small pain, little bit now, and unfortunately, we find so many youngsters, where they're getting hurt, it's a battle of the astroturf. Not the battle of Uhud or Badr. Allah forgive the ummah. Where our brothers are being beaten up in such battlefields, the ummah is still taking our time to go in all these avenues. They say, have some haya and sharam at least for the ummah at large. We find the friends of Allah, what they're going through, but then to how they're still exerting themselves. وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِ. Here we learn from Hazrat Wala also. When it comes to dunya, naturally Allah Ta'ala put the love of dunya in the heart. Youngster doesn't go to school, doesn't learn 1, 2, 3, but he's going to learn how to count money anyway. Because the love of money is in the heart. He's going to use calculator also. Hazrat told us also, Hazrat may suffer to Zambia, one of these countries. Beautiful masajid were built. And explained to Hazrat, there's a person, he has a construction company, architect, whatever he may be. He's an expert behind his masajid. Hazrat says, went to meet him one of his sites. And what architecture, what building, etc. Somebody came for some payment and he had to sign off that invoice, whatever it was. So they came with an ink pad, thumb pad. As I say, I saw him now put his thumb onto that thumb pad and put his fingerprint on that invoice. Then we came to know they couldn't sign his name also. Allah is multi-millionaire. So dunya, Allah Ta'ala has promised dunya will come to you. As they told us, to more than 70 ayat Allah promised to you, dunya will come to you. Don't fear, Allah has given you rozi already. So whether they go to school or don't go to school, now the mothers are paranoid. My child is 3 years old, doesn't know the colors. He's sitting in the car, the robot, he doesn't know green, amber, and yellow, and red, doesn't know the colors. He doesn't know A, B, C. There are special books also, the document, the first step he took. And then they say, the first step he took, his father wasn't here. So his father is never at home. His father was in the majlis, didn't have time to take him to the park also. They have to take him to the beach also. Spotted he couldn't take him. Mothers are paranoid. So when it comes to dunya, Allah Ta'ala will give it. Where the rose is today, where our lunch is written, nobody even had that intention, where I'm going to eat today, Allah will provide it. Allah has already, His plan is already made. So when it comes to dunya, Allah Ta'ala promises dunya will come to you. When it came to deen, Allah says no. For deen, وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِ. For your deen, Allah says that you have to be mujahada. It won't come automatically. Quran tilawat won't come to the child automatically. His aqaid, his beliefs, the love of Allah will not come naturally. For that is mujahada, qurbani. We have to spend our wealth, our time, our family, and come to the majalis and to learn how to make mujahada in that salah. How to make mujahada to get the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This ayat over here, وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِ. Ulama make tarjuma, get mujahada kartiraho. Kartiraho. Hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen. Continue exerting yourself until maut. As you say, you cannot put your foot off the accelerator. So, mujahada kardirahu fi Allahi, mufassirin say, to gain the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Continue to continue as Allah ta'ala's haqq and right demands it. As Allah ta'ala's haqq and right demands it, you have to exert yourself. We don't even understand what that means. How much do I exert myself? Now we see our Hazrat wa Allah, say, Allah, now I know what it means to exert myself in the muhabbat of Allah. That's how we come to learn these lessons. And Allah Ta'ala wajtabakum. Allah has chosen us for this. وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي دِينِي مِنْ حَرْضِ. Allah said, I didn't make taklif a difficulty for you in deen. Deen is not so difficult that if you have to slip up, that you will not be forgiven. And there is no sin that you cannot give up. It is possible. Allah said, didn't make it difficult for you. The nafs will go towards it. But to give up the guna and to get it forgiven, Allah said, I didn't make it difficult. I chosen you and it is possible. Now many, a person doesn't understand, doesn't go to the company of the pious and understand that I should not become despondent. I can't give up my guna and sin. I can't give it up. I can't have it forgiven by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. I don't use the brain now to continue thinking about what guna I did. Allah has made the brain and the heart make his dhikr to remember him, not to remember everything else. So the Allah Ta'ala has made a deen, of mujahada, qurbani sacrifice, and also these are the months of qurbani also. On the qurbani of Ibrahim, millat abikum Ibrahim, in the same ayat, in this deen of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, there was qurbani also. What qurbani Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made? What sacrifice he did not go through for us to get the hajj? Allah accepted all of us to go over and over again. Whether it was the hajj, whether it's qurbani, and all the beautiful a'mal. Here we are taught now the deen is based upon qurbani and mujahada for us to get the muhabbat of Allah. Allah Ta'ala bless us that muhabbat and love, inshaAllah.